Joe Biden is doing his state of confusion. Let's talk about it. Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. Okay, so you know what? I think I'm going to time myself on how long, or you should time yourself how long you can stand watching Joe Biden. But you probably can't stand him because you're watching me right now, because he should be on right now. Remember when President Trump did his State of the Union and Nancy Pelosi decided to tear up the paper? She decided to shred the papers right there, right after President Trump. Well, McCarthy was asked the same question. McCarthy, being who he is, being a Republican, he said he's not going to do the same childish, and I'm paraphrasing here, he's not going to do the same childish acts that Nancy Pelosi did. And he shouldn't. She should have never done it either. There should have been a penalty for her doing that. But good thing, luckily, she's no longer there. Hopefully, she'll never, ever return. We most definitely don't need Joffrey to be in that position. But anyways, listen to what Kevin McCarthy said about, you know, possibly shredding or tearing up the papers after the state of the after Joe Biden's state of confusion. Listen.
You know, I don't believe in the theatrics of tearing up speeches. I respect the other side. I can disagree on policy, but I want to make sure this country is stronger, economically sound, energy independent, secure, and accountable.
And that's what it should be about. I mean, that's the only thing it needs to be about. But the Democrats, you know, they always have a different opinion about that. They always have different views about that. Listen to Matt Gaetz. Listen to Matt Gaetz as he's talking about the State of the Union. And the reporter, of course, you can tell this reporter that's talking to him is totally left-leaning. Because the reporter's asking, do you think the Republican Party's unified? Because they don't want the Republican Party to be unified. They want the Republican Party to be divided so that the Democrats look like they're on top, like they have it all together. Listen.
Hey, did you know silver prices are down right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turn down in demand? Once fear subsides, though, you can see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. This is a perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team right now at 877-646-5000. And tell them we'll send you, or go to noblegoldinvestments.com.
So what do you think the state of our union is right now as it stands?
Well, I believe that Joe Biden is a president in decline, and I worry about America joining him in that decline. We need an economic vision. We've had 21 straight months in this country where inflation has outpaced wage growth. We've seen 5 straight weeks of rising gas prices again now. The president was only able to temporarily alleviate that upward pressure on gas prices by playing politics with the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and you can't exactly go back and continue to do that. And so the costs of regular goods for Americans, the cost of energy that compounds inflation, that's really something where the president needs to articulate a path forward.
Do you feel that the Republican Party at this point is united as a front as you go forward through this year and tackle other issues?
I really do. I know that a lot of Americans watched the first week in January where we took a little longer than expected to elect the Speaker of the House. But we are so much stronger as a result of having gone through that. Now, we don't have to vote on some 4,000-page bill that spends $1.7 trillion with like a day and a half to read it. That's not real legislating. That's not serious. Now, because of the rules that we demanded, and to Kevin McCarthy's great credit, he agreed to these rules, we get individual review of spending bills. We get legislation that comports to a single subject on the floor. And we get to offer amendments that relate to the bill. I think that'll make the House stronger and the Republican Party stronger.
You know, my question is How come they weren't screaming for that from the get-go? Right, well, Republicans were, but you had Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, because Nancy Pelosi, she actually put it in place to where you have to pass the bill before you can read what's in the bill, which is completely unheard of. And the Democrats, they all went along with it because they knew it was affording their agenda. Prevent the American people from hearing about anything in the bill. They can pass all this wokeness and no one can say otherwise, right? Because it's already passed. It's already a done deal. But in this case, the Republicans, thanks to Matt Gaetz and other Republicans, standing up saying, you know what, we've got to put it into this. Stop this now. This should have never been in place in the first place. Well, anyways, Fox News decided to have a panel of people and to talk about Joe Biden's state of confusion. And there's this one particular black lady on there that is on fire. And sadly, I hate to say this, a lot of black people don't really realize that they're supporting something that is actually against them until it hits them directly. This young lady, she's lost two children. She lost two children as a result of Joe Biden and the Democrats and the policies that they've been pushing onto this country. Now, of course, that it didn't. The policy didn't kill them. But it's the whole mindset of the left. And the reason why they want to defund the police department and everything else you could think of. Listen to this from this black lady that was on this panel with Fox News.
Madeline, tonight, what do you want to hear Joe Biden talk about?
I would love for him to finally start talking about an agenda exclusively for the black and brown poor communities. Something that no president has ever proposed or talked about.
Give me an idea what
Stop
you want
to hear. Stop it real quick. Okay, because he just asked her, give me an idea what you want to hear. Because he didn't want to go in confrontation, be confrontational with her, right? But I would have said, well, actually, President Trump actually did that. President Trump actually said something and did what no other president has ever done since Abraham Lincoln. But I'm guessing that she's not aware of it because she was probably thinking that, you know, President Trump shouldn't be there. Now, she's discussing with Joe Biden now. She's discussing with him after the fact. And it's because she was not privy to the information, or she was, but she completely ignored it. But now that she's lost two children, it's a complete different story. Continue.
I would like to hear him say that any federal dollars that are being funneled into nonprofit organizations that are supposed to be helping my community, they don't get another dime until they can show measurable outcomes of effectiveness of what they're doing with our tax dollars. Absolutely. From dilapidated housing to failing schools to crime.
They're all connected.
Absolutely nothing is being done with all the billions.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Of taxpayer dollars that are being funneled into these nonprofit organizations in New York City, especially.
And nobody has felt crime and the drugs more than you.
You've lost two sons. Exactly. Not just me. There are thousands more of us. Thousands more. And we're getting sick and tired of being sick and tired. And we demand accountability, or else Democrats are going to finally leave the plantation of the Democratic Party.
Brian,
you know, it's a question of leadership, right? He wanted the job. He got the job. Now do the job. And I think the issues that she brings up are so critical to us. When you talk about what happened with COVID, he volunteered for the job during that period of time.
Right.
Now it's time for him to take us out of this, to unite the United States of America. I want to hear unity. This is a great country.
Right.
Our president should be talking about how great this country is and doing things to make it even better.
Stop it there. You know what? But see, what do you think, Shannon? I truly believe that we're going to get the opposite of that, because every single time Biden has the podium, he finds some kind of way to discredit the police department. He finds some kind of way to attack MAGA Republicans. He finds some kind of way to attack half the country every single time.
I do think that he'll talk about how great America is, but he'll give the credit to the Democrats.
The wokeism.
The wokeism. And he'll talk about how terrible the Republicans are and how they want to ruin our economy and they want to ruin America and they want to take us back to Jim Crow days. You know, that's the kind of propaganda that Biden puts out there. It's very divisive. And the only reason why he talks America first is because that's one thing that all Americans could agree with under Trump is America first. So he uses that, even though...
Well, does he actually say the words America first? Yes,
absolutely, he does.
Or does he say putting America people first? Because he, you know, they're very... They hate that term, America first. They really do.
Oh, but Biden.
They hate it. Well, he's always saying put America people first or something like that. But I don't ever recall him saying America first.
I haven't heard him say it
because they, again, they hate that term. They can't stand it.
I mean, you're just playing right? on words right
no,
now.
It is a play on words, and they don't want people to say, just like they don't like the fact that when he says, make America great again, they don't like the fact that when President Trump was saying, make America first, America first, America first, they even gone to the extreme left idea of making America last when it comes to us funding all of these other countries and their borders and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And what I was going to say is even though he gives that persona because people want to hear it, his policies are very much very different from that. I mean,
I don't even think the left wants to hear it. The left don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear anything about America first. Now, they want their agenda to be first, but they hate the whole idea. I'm telling you, they hate the whole idea of America first.
Well, they don't want China first.
Well,
they don't want Russia.
We'll see after this. We'll go look at it.
We'll see if Biden,
how many times Biden say America
a
first.
A lot of things that he's done for America that he's promoting nonstop is bringing manufacturing jobs back to America.
Who's that?
Biden. He's been going to manufacturing plants, car plants. That's what he's doing. And also infrastructure. He's touting improving the infrastructure here in America. That's his.
But okay, America so I guess well, his no, it's not even America first; it's their Green New Deal first.
It is Green New Deal. That's 100%.
That's the only reason why he's going to all these manufacturers and everything to get them to get on board with the Green New Deal.
Absolutely.
To get them to stop doing business and operating like they have in the past and go along with this Green New Deal.
Absolutely.
So even talking about the oil company and gas. This is something, listen to what Karine Jean-Pierre says, because they're, like you just said, Shannon, they're touting like they've had all these accomplishments when they actually say that they brought the gas prices down. But you know how they brought the gas prices down, right? But the gas prices are going back up and there's no more reserve to tap into. Listen to what she says. It's extremely short.
And we've seen gas prices go down again because of the work that this president has done.
So the only work that he's done was tap into our national reserves. That's it. He tapped into that. And now it's about depleted and there's no more. So he can't bring it back down by doing that. So the gas prices are going to go back up. And he only did it because it was going into the midterm election to try to convince people that he was bringing the gas prices down. And then you have some leftist Democrats like Ted Lieu going, it doesn't matter how he bring the gas down, as long as he bring the gas prices down. Well, what is he going to do when the gas prices going back up as they are right now? Listen to this one where they're talking about wages. And this is all about the state of Biden's state of confusion tonight. Listen to what she says here about the wages in America.
Look, when you think about the economy, what the president has done is transform the way we think about it, right? We used to talk about trickle-down economy. He doesn't say that. He doesn't believe in that. He believes in building an economy from the bottom up, middle out. And that's what you've seen. And I've talked a little bit about the data points, which is wages are up.
Shannon, let me ask you a question, because they don't like the word America first. They don't like trickle-down economy. How many people you know at the bottom of the economy starting a business, right? They can start a business, but how many of them that you know are hiring people, people that are poor. How are they hiring people?
Well, listen, that They're one not. Lady that you just saw in that town hall, that black lady, she's the bottom.
Yes.
They're not doing anything.
I'm the bottom.
Right.
Right. We are the bottom. But I can't hire people because they're doing stuff preventing me from being able to do that. Why? Because I don't have the correct mindset.
And we know inflation is hitting the people on the bottom and the middle hardest. The rich people are always going to make it through hard times because they have the assets and the money. It's the people living paycheck to paycheck that are actually suffering right now.
And it's more difficult for people living paycheck to paycheck to start a business, to hire people. So how are they supposed to come up? And the Democrats, these communist socialists, they want to take from all the rich people and give it to the people who are not working, give it to the poor people, and then expect them to do something with it when they're not going to. All they're going to do is blow it on the economy. And a lot of times they don't even pay off the bills that they have.
So, Will,
so it's not going to make a difference.
Give us a quick summary of what you think this State of the Union is going to be all
confusion.
About.
Confusion. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in and watching this. Please do me a favor, like, follow, and subscribe no matter how you are watching this. If you want to see the full episode that you have just watched, there's four segments basically. But if you want to watch the full episode, go to frankspeech.com and search for Will Johnson or just look at Lindell TV 2 at 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. You'll see more content there. You'll see stuff there that you can't see on these other socialist media platforms. I get deep dive into the stuff that's happening into our world. So if you want to check it out, the full segment, because it's really good, especially right now with everything that's going on, what they don't want you to know or want you to talk about, check it out. FrankSpeech.com and look at Lindell TV 2, 7 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday. Thank you. God bless.